Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, October 28th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Channels. Leading off this week, a new supply chain report from Digitimes says that next year's iPhone will feature 120Hz ProMotion displays, much like the iPad Pro. The difference, of course, will be that the iPhone will feature a high-refresh OLED panel, whereas the iPad Pro is LCD. All iPhones to date have included 60Hz displays. Apple first introduced 120Hz screens to iOS in 2017 with the 10.5-inch and 12.9-inch iPad Pros. The refresh rate doubling dramatically improved the responsiveness of the user experience throughout iOS, with gestures more quickly being translated into on-screen motion. This means things like scrolling and swiping feel significantly more fluid, while it also allows the screen to accurately depict 24, 48, and 60 frames per second video content. Bringing ProMotion to the iPhone lineup would be a significant step up and a major technological achievement. There are several Android phones on the market that support 90Hz screens, including the latest Google Pixel 4. But the iPhone lineup adding 120Hz screens brings the technology to a much wider user base. Of course, one important thing to note is that Digitimes has a mixed track record in terms of accuracy, so ideally we'll get confirmation of this rumor from other sources soon. In other news, back in July, Apple released a rare bug fix update for two of its older operating systems, iOS 10.3.4 and iOS 9.3.6. These updates were necessary to help older iPhones and iPads maintain accurate location functionality as the GPS network goes through a time rollover transition. But the problem is even more serious for the iPhone 5. Apple is now sending out push notification alerts to iPhone 5 owners saying that their phones must be updated to iOS 10.3.4 before November 3rd. If an iPhone 5 is not updated in time, it will be unable to connect to the internet entirely, including web browsing in Safari, email, iCloud and App Store services, and anything else that requires network connectivity. If you missed that date, over-the-air updates and iCloud backup will also no longer be possible since the phone can't connect to the internet. In that case, you'll have to connect to a computer and restore with iTunes on a PC or Mac. The GPS bug impacts other Apple devices, including the iPhone 4S, iPad 2, the iPad with Retina display, and the 4th generation iPad. These devices will keep their internet connectivity, but they'll lose access to GPS information. But again, the bug is far more serious for users of the iPhone 5, which was last sold by Apple in September of 2013. The GPS bug will begin impacting all of these devices just before midnight UTC time on November 3rd. So if you or someone you know is still using an iPhone 5, be sure that that device is updated to iOS 10.3.4 over the air before November 3rd. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Channels. Channels integrates with your HD Home Run networked TV tuner to allow you to watch live TV on your iPhone, iPad, Mac, Apple TV, and more. Once your tuner is connected to the internet, you can watch live TV using the Channels app that's free on iOS and just $25 on Apple TV. Channels supports a full grid guide to easily see what's on, as well as pause, rewind, and fast forward for live TV. There's full HD and 5.1 surround sound support, while the Channels Plus subscription adds DVR, automatic commercial skipping, and the ability to watch while away from home for just $8 per month or $80 per year. To learn more and to get your first month of Channels Plus for free, head to getchannels.com/9to5Mac. My thanks to Channels for supporting 9to5Mac Daily and making it easy for me to watch TV from anywhere. According to a new report from Bloomberg, Apple is investing heavily in its smart home division in an attempt to grow the company's presence in the smart home market. Apple is apparently looking at ways to encourage more manufacturers to make HomeKit accessories, and it may even release smart home accessories of its own, according to the report. Apple is reportedly looking to engineer solutions that might make it easier for third-party smart home accessory manufacturers to adopt HomeKit. Apple has already made it much easier for companies to make HomeKit accessories over the last year, It has transitioned from a hardware authentication module to a purely software-based system. But some manufacturers continue to complain that adding HomeKit support is costly and that the Apple certification process is slow. From there, Bloomberg says that Apple is also exploring whether it should produce smart home accessories of its own, such as smart lights and smart door locks. The report says that a few years ago, Apple was looking at making a wide range of home accessories, but that development was shelved. Based on today's report, it seems that Apple's interest in making smart home accessories has been renewed. One area of particular interest for Apple is said to be home security cameras. An Apple-made home security camera could work nicely with the iOS 13 HomeKit Secure Video feature. This lets HomeKit cameras automatically upload clips to a user's iCloud account with full end-to-end encryption. Adoption of HomeKit Secure Video among third-party manufacturers has been slow, but Apple could pick things up with its own smart home camera. Other details about Apple's smart home efforts remain unclear, but Bloomberg's report emphasizes that Apple is ramping up hiring across its smart home division, looking for people with expertise in supply chain, software development, and more. Rumors have also suggested that Apple is developing a lower-cost HomePod, something that could mesh nicely with HomeKit hardware from Apple itself. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. Read all of the stories mentioned today on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.